From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, July the 21st, through Sunday, July the 23rd. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Williams reported for WCTW-FM, The Cat, that Hudson Police Chief Mashanda Franklin Cox will compete in the World Police and Fire CrossFit competition next month. Franklin Cox recently participated in the Regional Police and Fire Games and earned a high enough score to qualify for the World Games, where she will represent the city of Hudson. The World Police and Fire Games will be held August 7th through 16th in Los Angeles. Approximately 10,000 athletes representing law enforcement and firefighting agencies worldwide are expected to compete in the more than 70 events. The Daily Freeman is reporting that beginning August 19th, callers in the 518 area code must dial all 10 digits of a number when making any call as the new 838 area code goes into effect. New phone hookups will be assigned the 838 extension, but everyone must now dial either 518 or 838 to complete a local call. Existing phone numbers will not change, and anyone with an emergency can still dial 911 to reach emergency services. Debbie Mayer reported in the Columbia paper the Germantown High School has a new principal. James DiDonna of Hurley signed a four-year contract with the district effective July the 1st through June the 30th, 2021. DiDonna replaced longtime principal Carol Harlow. DiDonna is a native of Kingston and holds degrees from Fordham University and the College of St. Rose. He worked in finance in New York City before returning to Kingston in 1999 to teach elementary school. DiDonna then transitioned to administration, first as an assistant high school principal in the Ellenville District for 5 years, and later as middle school principal in the Pine Plains Central School District for 5 years, before taking the job in Germantown. Rick Carlin reported in the Times Union that the members of Albany's union movement this week marked the passing of one of its leaders, Josephine Sano, who passed away at the age of 97. Sano taught social studies in the Albany City School District for 44 years. After becoming a teacher, Sano became involved in the teachers' union. Paul Cole, Secretary Treasurer Emeritus of the state AFL-CIO, said, and I quote, "She was smart and tenacious," end quote. Sano was instrumental in helping merge two separate statewide organizations, forming them into what is now New York State United Teachers. The union eventually grew from about 200,000 to 600,000 active and retired members. John Farrell reported in the Poughkeepsie Journal that a recent paper has revealed that suicide is an indicator of a trend in Lyme disease cases that is often overlooked. The report published in June suggests that suicidal thoughts in patients with Lyme and other associated diseases may provide context for the thousands of unexplained suicides in the United States each year. More than 44,000 people took their lives in 2015, according to the most recent data available from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. The paper's author, New Jersey-based psychiatrist Dr. Robert Bransfield, estimates that as many as 1,200 of those suicides may be attributed to Lyme and associated diseases. He also found more than 14,000 incidents of self-harm and 31,000 suicide attempts were also ascribed to Lyme. Bransfield said, and I quote, "Failure to adequately diagnose, failure to adequately treat, and the progression of the disease over a span of many years often leads to suicide," end quote. He suggested the risk is greater among veterans and outdoor workers who are more likely to be exposed to ticks. Dr. Daniela Stokes, a Poughkeepsie-based infectious disease specialist, said there is a strong association between a manifestation of Lyme in brain tissue and suicide. She said late Lyme is now considered one of the triggers for psychiatric illness among those with a generic predisposition. Anthony Fiducia and Richard Mooney reported in the Columbia Green Media that the town of Hillsdale in Columbia County and the village of East Nassau in Rensselaer County have submitted a petition to the State Service Commission requesting a rehearing and clarification of the conditional approval of the merger between internet provider Fairpoint Communications and Illinois-based Consolidated Communications. The PSC approved the merger in June with specific conditions, including mandatory investment in network reliability and improvements in service quality. Among other things, the petition asked the PSC to require Consolidated to meet with stakeholders, including petitioners and public officials, before the merger is finalized. Peter Chipkowski, town supervisor of Hillsdale, said, and I quote, "This is an opportunity to get things right. Fairpoint has uneven service. We want to ensure that the plan is in place to serve everyone," end quote. Chipkowski said the town is recommending funds be used to upgrade technology, taking all homes into account, more community involvement and public transparency on updates, and that Consolidated follows through. Jimmy Vilken reported in Politico New York, former 19th congressional district candidate Zephyr Teachout has been nominated for a seat on the Democratic State Committee. The Fordham law professor also challenged Governor Andrew Cuomo in the 2014 primary. Teachout told Politico, and I quote, "I am thrilled to take this position. There is a lot I need to learn about the inner workings of the party, but I plan to work with the Progressive Caucus," end quote. Teachout was nominated for a seat in the 106th Assembly District, which covers parts of Dutchess and Columbia counties between Hudson and Poughkeepsie. She will succeed the late Doris Kelly. Teachout is expected to be sworn in this week when the state committee gathers near Albany. Finally, Daniel Zuckerman reported in the Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Department of Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning wants visitors to experience the area through virtual reality headsets. As part of the project called, and I quote, "a virtual reality video experience for the Catskills," end quote, the county would receive 15 virtual reality headsets to place at high traffic venues such as resorts, county visitor centers, and major area attractions. The headsets would allow visitors to view videos of the area showing outdoor experiences such as hiking, art and cultural locales, and winter sports. Under a proposed resolution from the legislature, two types of headsets would be purchased. The price tag on the program is $100,000. The county would submit grant applications on behalf of the entire Catskill region with the Catskill Region Economic Development Council to fund the program. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers likely, with thunderstorms also possible afternoon. It will be cloudy today with the temperature high near 65 degrees. For Monday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 58. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a high near 69 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, with a low around 57. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny, with a high near 77 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, with a low around 67. Sunrise today was at 5:39 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:23 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 24th day of July 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.